This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. By the time you pay for admission, parking, and a corny dog, a day at the State Fair of Texas is getting pricey. Throw in a few attempts at a midway game, and you can practically hear the dollars flying from your wallet. There's just something about trying to knock over milk bottles with a baseball or scoop a prize duck from the pond that's hard to resist. Heading into the fair's final weekend, here's a look at the quest for that giant neon gorilla. One word never applied to the midway at the State Fair of Texas? Quiet. Bells and whistles aside, game operators are pretty chatty. They pick on tall guys, daring them to sink a basket, or heckle parents with kids in tow, promising a prize for the whole family.
Hey, come on, let's load them up now. It's fun for everyone. It takes two to play.
One game operator named Andre Evans has been at the fair for a quarter century. Today, he's manning an old favorite, that game where you try to smash a plate with a baseball. He's so charming, he's got a lot of takers, and his philosophy is pretty simple.
What I want my people to do is have $5 worth of fun, win, lose, or draw. So I'm going to give you an example, okay? Come on up. Hey, watch this pretty girl right here. Watch this. She's about to tear up something.
The pretty girl in question missed.
Watch this. Oh!
But Evans made the experience memorable nonetheless.
Number two got it. Number two won it.
Over at Kentucky Derby, a game where how accurately you roll a ball into a hole determines how fast your racehorse charges, Lucy Jones was lucky number two.
This is the first time I've played in probably 30 years.
Her winning strategy?
I threw it fast and often.
And her prize, a stuffed gizmo toy. You know, the good little creature from the 1984 movie Gremlins. Hisham El-Sherbini scored a gizmo too after smashing a plate to smithereens with a well-aimed pitch.
I went back to my baseball, peewee baseball days. I used to be a catcher. And did I ever tell you guys I played high school football too?
The array of plush prizes at this year's fair is diverse, to say the least. Texas Longhorns dressed in head-to-toe burnt orange, fluorescent penguins wearing snow caps, oversized Curious George dolls, chubby cows, even giant stuffed bananas wearing lipstick. Elizabeth Correa wasn't going to quit squirting water at a target until all three of her kids had pink and white unicorns as big as toddlers.
You have a lot of chance, 10% you're gonna win. So just keep trying until everybody gets one.
And that's what game operators are banking on. As long as fairgoers have a stuffed Scooby-Doo or inflatable sword in their sights, there will always be someone to ring that bell.
And 3, 2, 1, shoot 'em.
Courtney Collins, KERA News.